when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Downtown, downtown,
forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown indeed. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And we are, in fact, not emanating out of the probably frigid hamlet of Southampton, New York, but downtown itself, downtown New York City, where Tony Hatch came in 1963 from England, caught the vibe, and wrote a great song for Petula Clark. And today's episode is called Downtown Abbey because we're going to be looking at all the great British songs that turned and transmogrified and transformed into hits here on the American pop charts. And what better companions could I have for my double-decker bus ride downtown than Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano, who are opening in a show of their own to great concert artists in Birdland on December 20th, 21st, and 22nd, called Downton Abbey Road. So welcome, Eric and Barbara.
We feel very welcome, Larry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Well, it's thrilling to have you here. You have this great idea, which I just had to well, steal from you for today's episode, which I call Downtown Abbey, which are all these kind of great songs. And you have this whole concert called Downton Abbey Road. And we're going to look at one of the earlier ones, I guess. This is an original recording that I play a lot. It's one of my favorite songs. It always cracks me up. And it is by Ivor Novello, yeah?
That is right. And 1922, I think, is the year.
And audiences might know him from Gosford Park, where he actually is played by
Jeremy Northam
in a small cameo.
And he entertains the aristocrats after dinner. And even then, Maggie Smith was auditioning to be the Dowager Countess. And she would say, oh, don't applaud him. Don't applaud him. Don't encourage him.
Well, we would definitely encourage him. So here is Bobby Short to sing And Her Mother Came Too.
From the year 1925, an Ivor Novello song called And Her Mother Came Too. I seem to be the victim of a cruel jest. It all concerns the person that I love the best. She's just the dearest thing that I have ever known. Somehow we never got the chance to be alone. My car will meet her, and her mother comes too. It's a two-seater, still her mother comes too. And when they're visiting me, we finish afternoon tea. She likes to sit on my knee. And her mother does too. We buy her trousseau, and her mother comes too. Asked not to do so, still her mother comes too. She simply can't take a snub. I go and sulk at the club. There have a bath and a rub. And her brother comes too. We lunch at Maxime's, and her mother comes too. How long a snack seems when her mother comes too. At Ciro's, when I am free, we'll often go for a spree. She likes to shimmy with me, and her mother does too. To golf we started, and her mother came too. Three bags I carted when her mother came too. She fainted off the first tee. My baby whispered to me, thank God, at last we are free. Then want to sing it in unison? Her mother came to.
Tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those fumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be the sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street walk like dreamers. The song that Crosby sings, these foolish things remind me of you. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me.
Wow, what a lovely pivot from Bobby Short to the beautiful voice of Barbara Fasano and the piano stylings of Eric Comstock. And that strikes me as very fitting because I feel like I'm in the studio here live with Bobby Short, Mabel Mercer, Stephen Eady, and the Captain and Tennille. I mean, between the two of you, you encompass such tremendous talent. So tell us a little bit about that standard. I always thought it was an American standard, but clearly it's not.
No, that's Eric Mashwitz, who also wrote Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. But it was such a popular song. And as a matter of fact, one of my favorite stories about it is that the very young Peggy Lee, who always had such fabulous taste in music, chose that song as her audition song for her very first appearance on a radio program and also for her audition to sing with a band. Now, I can't remember
Benny.
Which. With Benny Goodman.
Yeah.
Right. And, of course, landed both gigs.
Well,
so it was her good luck charm.
Good for her. So how would a song like that get over here? Would it just be played on, I assume it was originated in England in some dance band or something, and like Al Boley or someone, and somebody picked it up?
Well, Ray Noble didn't write it, but maybe Al Boley did sing it. And yes, I think it was played in the orchestras in the hotel ballrooms. Those were the days, the late, the early 30s. And then it came over here. And I don't know who had the first record of it, but I can tell you a little something about the composer, Eric Mashwitz. He was a highly decorated for his war work. And the joke went around that it was because of his work in the military, not because he was married for a time to Hermione Gingold. But we'll never know.
Hermione Gingold said about Donald Wolfitch, I think she said, some actors are a tour de force and some are forced to tour.
Oh, my.
Good old Hermione Gingold. Well, speaking of tinkling pianos in the next apartment, we have the tinkling piano of Eric Comstock here in the studio. So you're going to play a great little famous number from Me and My Girl, originated by Lupino Lane.
That's right.
Was he related to Ida Lupino?
They were related. It might have been an uncle-niece sort
okay.
of thing.
All right. Well, this is certainly nice. So let's hear Leaning on a Lamppost.
I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyway, I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. There's no other girl I would wait for. For this one I'd break any date for. I won't have to ask what she's late for. She'd never leave me flat, she's not a girl like that. She's absolutely wonderful and marvelous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. In case a certain little lady comes by. Oi.
Oi, indeed. That's the Cockney oi. Cockney oi. So that's Me and My Girl, which didn't become a Broadway hit until many, many years after its British version. But we're doffing our pearly cap, our top hat here, to a lot of British composers and writers who had big hits on the Broadway stage, and probably no one more impressive, other than perhaps Noel Coward, than Anthony Newley, who I think we would agree is terribly underrated. So thoughts about Tony Newley?
I just want to say if I sounded a little bit out of breath on the tune, it's because I was still recovering from the soulful, searing rendition of These Foolish Things that we just heard.
Oh.
So I'm getting over it, but it wasn't easy. Anthony Newley, actually, I saw him in a nightclub act late in his life, and he actually did a number from his upcoming musical version of Richard III.
Oh,
and you can roll your eyes, but he was, of course, mesmerizing. And he did say this charming thing, which I will also say in our show, Downton Abbey Road. He said, I know some of you may be wondering where I've been since those hit shows in the 1960s. Well, I moved to Las Vegas, married a succession of beautiful women, and they took all my money, and that's why we're here this evening.
Well,
too true.
And a fine evening it was, I'm sure. But a huge number of people have covered his material.
Barbara does Look at That Face in our show.
Oh,
right.
Which is sung to originally?
To himself.
Oh,
right?
No, it's the other one. I'm sorry. That's Leslie Bricus, When I Look Into Your Eyes, another great song.
Oh, yes.
Which is sung to a llama.
Oh, that's right. From
Rex Harrison.
Well, you know, we also make the point in Downton Abbey Road that it's important to remember that the very first British invasion came not from Liverpool, but came from the musical theater of the West End with shows like Oliver and Stop the World and...
And Gilbert then, and Sullivan, even
yes,
before that.
Yes, right, even before that.
So we love this music. Well, here's a song from Roar of the Grease Paint's Smell of the Crowd, which became in its own way a civil rights anthem written by that great team of Newley and Bricus, sung inimitably by Nina Simone, and then we'll pivot back to our guests, Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean?
sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she? Who I close my eyes that's meant for only me. Who can say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something?
Tremendously clever mashup. You should do a Mashwitz mashup someday. That should be the title of your next show.
That is really so wonderful. I should marry him. What do you think, Larry? Should I marry him?
It's been done. That, of course, was Lionel Bart, another great British composer who had a success on Broadway. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today on Downtown Abbey, we're looking at the hits from London, that these bundles from Britain that came over and became smash hits on the American stage, on the American pop charts. And our guests are Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano, who are doing their who inspired this idea because of their show, Downton Abbey Road, which will be part of the Downton Abbey Road, the Best of Britain, which will be at Birdland December 20th, 21st, 22nd. So go to birdlandjazz.com and get your tickets. Now, how did you two come up with this very, very clever idea for a show?
Well, for years, it's been, I guess, in my mind because, as we were saying off mic, two of my favorite singers, Mel Torme and Frank Sinatra, recorded albums of English songs for their English public. They were really meant only for the British Isles, and of course they've managed to get released in this country in more recent years. But I was always tickled by the fact that the very thought of you and these foolish things, you know, were not American songs. So I've always thought, oh, that wouldn't that be fun someday to put them together on a stage? And so we did it at another club this past winter. And then we thought with the holidays coming up, maybe we'd talk to Johnny Valenti at Birdland about doing something our own, what do you call it, a prezi from Marks and Spencer.
For or Harrods, if you bloody insist.
That's right. So that's how this really happened. And then I guess with the falderal over the conclusion of Downton Abbey, we thought, well, why not hop on that bandwagon?
Wow. So you got the Best of Britain and Broadway, two big fan bases come together in Birdland before the holidays, a nice little Christmas cracker, right?
There yes,
you go,
love
a little
it.
British phrase.
Brits at Birdland.
So this Christmas is, Eric, an earlier recording you did of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Actually, both of us have recorded this song in our individual careers.
Well.
Barbara first, as she seems to like to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a favorite of ours in our lives before we met and married. And yes, I've always thought this is one of the most dramatic songs ever written, and I recorded it with a wonderful guitarist called Randy Napoleon, who tours the world with Freddie Cole. We one afternoon we sat down and recorded a whole bunch of duets that we had, guitar voice duets that we had done around the country. And it turned out, I think, very well on an album called Bittersweet, Thanks for Asking.
Well, that's a Noel Coward title, too, so
it
all comes
is.
Back to that. So the British Museum has not lost its charm, and neither has this particular song. So here is Eric Comstock to sing A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When two lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell, songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. This heart of mine beat loud and fast, like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, "Was that a dream, or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of Esther, and like an echo far away, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there, that night in Berkeley Square."
Meet less fortunate mortals, there's just one parting message I would give to you. You all have learned reliance on the sacred teachings of science, so I hope through life you never will decline, in spite of Philistine defiance, to do what all good scientists do. Experiment. Make it your motto day and night. Experiment, and it will lead you to the light. The apple on the top of the tree is never too high to achieve. Just take an example from Eve. Experiment, be curious. Though interfering friends may frown, get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment and you'll see. Thank you. get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment, and you'll see.
That, of course, was the inimitable Gertrude Lawrence experimenting with Cole Porter's Nymph Errant, talking about shows from England that actually never really made it to America. Great song, but a song that sort of got stuck somewhere around Newfoundland. I'm here with Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano, who are previewing their Downton Abbey Road event at Birdland with us today. I couldn't be more pleased. And our next medley is really, I would say, a generational medley, isn't it? Quite extraordinarily done. Why don't you give us a preview of what we're about to hear?
Well, I'm going to sing a song. Actually, our opening number in the show is by Vivian Ellis, who was a great musical theater composer and lyricist sometimes. And we're doing a song called Spread a Little Happiness. And but this one is a much more minor key sort of song. And it's called Wind in the Willows. And I heard it off of Bobby Short record. We heard Bobby earlier, and he was and is a hero of mine. But I think he heard it from a pianist singer in the UK called Leslie Hutchinson, or Hutch, who is a huge star over there. And so Wind in the Willows is what I'll contribute to this medley.
And we thought it would be a nice mix to, as you say, a generational arc that would take something like that and then connect it to a more modern song. And the second song is by a songwriter named Gordon Sumner, Sting. And it's one of the things that Eric and I really like to do, take the material and sidle it up against each other. So you've got a song and then another song from many decades later, and they sort of speak to each other. I think that's another way of really expanding the songbook, to keep reminding people that everything is relevant. The old material, of course, has great resonance, but the newer material also has a lot to say.
Great. Well, Sting, in my opinion, acquitted himself rather brilliantly with The Last Ship, so he belongs very much on Broadway to Main Street. So
absolutely.
Let's hear this lovely medley.
It's the wind in the willows. Sadly, they sigh. It's the wind in the willows. Saying goodbye. For the sound of your laughter, vainly I long. Only the trees whisper their song. They are murmuring never, never the same. You have vanished forever, gone as you came. Like a dream you have faded, died like a flame. But the wind in the willows whispers your name.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley?
the sky as we lie in fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth. Promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left we'll walk in fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. Sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold, when we walked in fields of gold, when we walked in fields of gold.
Fantastic. Beautiful job. So we're talking a little bit about the British invasion today. And there, as Barbara said earlier, there have been several British invasions, of course, starting with Gilbert and Sullivan, and then Lionel Bart and Tony Newley, and then the Beatles, of course, and then the Andrew Lloyd Webber, juggernaut battalion that came over in the 1980s. One of the things I was astonished when I sort of looked at it is the song we're about to hear actually preceded the Broadway debut of Cats, one of the rare songs in the, I would say, post-1970s that actually hit the charts before the show opened in America. So this is the woman I like to call the other Barbra.
Oh.
Bab Streisand herself with Memory.
Her memory, she is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to mourn. Memory, all alone in the moonlight, I can dream of the old days. Life was beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp sputters, and soon it will be morning. Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life, and I mustn't give in. Begin. morning. A street lamp dies, another night is over, another day.
Song that has a very long memory and a very powerful part of the English experience coming over to Broadway, which is what we're looking at today. And Eric said off mic that this song was the original.
Kitten on the Keys, perhaps?
That was a good one. I'll buy
very
that one.
Very funny.
I'll buy that one. Well, we're looking at great writers who perhaps have been unacknowledged on the Broadway and the American pop stage today on Downton Abbey. That was Tony Hatch, and Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent, his wife, wrote a lot of stuff together, including The Card, a British musical I think we played once on West End Winners.
Barbara sings I Know a Place in the show.
That's my favorite song.
Yes, that's so much fun.
It's better than Downtown, I think.
I think so, too. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. And, of course, you can watch the Pet Clark YouTube of it, and she's boogieing, and it's just so adorable.
Wow. Well, Leslie Brickus is another person we love here on Broadway to Main Street, or I should say Broadway to Portobello Road. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a song I just adore, which is how I first came upon the two of you. And it probably is a song you want to talk a little about because I imagine it's an important one.
Well, it's actually one of the very first duets that we put together. You know, when Eric and I first got married, we had separate careers, and we didn't sing together. It wasn't anything that was really in the cards, but we had an opportunity very spontaneously to do it. Eric was hired for an event, and the producer discovered that I had come with him and was a fan of mine and asked very spontaneously, would you do something with Eric? And we ended up very quickly putting together a couple of little duets, and Two for the Road was a song we both loved. Of course, we both loved the movie. We both love Audrey and Albert, and it then became a song that we did so much. We've sung it for dear friends' weddings, and our very first show that we put together as a duo show was called Two for the Road, and then we eventually recorded the song, and it's on Eric's latest album, Bittersweet, with Randy Napoleon on guitar. So yeah, it's one that's very close to our hearts.
And it was Mancini's favorite.
Wow. As well it should be. Well, it's a testament to all relationships, artistic and otherwise, that endure, as do the two of you. So let's hear this tremendous recording.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please.
In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day, you are
smile. I know that we'll be too far the road, and that's a long, long
song, rendered beautifully by our two guests today, Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano, who will be at Birdland doing their show, Downton Abbey Road, the best of Britain. And I urge you all to go and check them out, December 20th, 21st, 22nd. I have a sneaking feeling we won't be seeing the last of that show.
Oh, I hope you're right.
So we're having a ball, put it together, I must say.
I hope it's now and forever, speaking of our British shows. Well, one of my heroes, as listeners know, is Noel Coward. He was the first person I ever listened to on a record called Noel Coward in Las Vegas. And Eric actually has a story about that.
I, too, grew up with that record. And there was a lot of innuendo in the lyrics that a 7 and 8 year old should not understand. But I certainly was intrigued by him always. And songs like Uncle Harry and Bar in the Piccolo Marina, which I do in Downton Abbey Road. And but I do say in the show that it was when you're in junior high, having a girl come over on a Friday night to listen to your album of Noel Coward at Las Vegas may be great art. But it ain't an aphrodisiac.
Well, I tried to do that once with the cast album of the Rothschilds.
Oh, that might.
I didn't have too much luck. But this song is one of his jauntiest. I think it was sort of made fun of in the day of sort of being a little cloying. But of course, Noel Coward was never cloying because he added his own, as it were, bittersweet component to everything he did. So we'll play out with this number, and I want to thank you both for joining us in the studio today. What a great show and what a great time.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Right. Happy everything to everyone out there in that beautiful part of the world.
Yes. So, we'll see you at Birdland.
Ta-ta for now.
A room with a view and you and no one to hurry us, no one to flurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to
guess what it's all about, then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll bill and we'll coo, ooh, and sorrow will never come, oh, will it ever come true, our room with a view,
our room with a view, and you, and no one to give advice, that sounds a paradise, few could fail to choose. With fingers and twine we'll find relief from the preachers who always beseech us to mind our P's and Q's. We'll watch the whole world pass before us while we are sitting still, leaning on our own windowsill.
We'll bill and we'll coo,
ooh,
and maybe the stork will bring this,
that,
and the other thing too.
Our room with a view.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.